Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Stoicway. I'm your host, Madison Lane, here to guide you through the ancient wisdom of Stoicism and show you how it can totally rock your modern life. Today, we're diving into a topic that's so important, yet so often overlooked. Setting boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting anything back? You know that feeling when you're stretched thin, overwhelmed, and just plain exhausted? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Stoicism teaches us the power of saying no, of protecting our time and energy, and creating healthy boundaries that allow us to thrive, not just survive. Let's break down 5 key takeaways from this powerful practice. First off, recognizing your needs is non-negotiable. It's like dope, right? But seriously, we often prioritize everyone else's needs before our own. We say yes to things we don't want to do, take on extra responsibilities just because it feels expected of us, and end up feeling resentful and depleted. Stoicism reminds us that we deserve to be happy and fulfilled, and that starts with acknowledging our own needs and desires. Think about what truly matters to you. Your hobbies, your passions, your personal well-being. Make a list, write it down, and don't be afraid to put yourself first. Second, boundaries are not selfish, they are self-care. When we set healthy boundaries, we're essentially saying yes to our own well-being and no to things that drain us or compromise our values. It's like having a protective shield around your energy, keeping you safe from negativity and allowing you to focus on what truly matters. Third, clear communication is key. This doesn't mean being confrontational, it just means being honest and direct about what you're comfortable with and what you're not. When people understand your boundaries, they're more likely to respect them. Remember, saying no gracefully is an art form. Try phrases like thank you for thinking of me, but I'm unable to commit to that right now, or I appreciate the offer, but it's not something I'm looking for at this time. Fourth, be consistent. Consistency is the name of the game when it comes to boundaries. Don't give in to pressure or guilt trips just because someone asks nicely or demands. That's how you end up feeling resentful and overwhelmed again. Remember, it's okay to say no even if it feels uncomfortable at first. The more you practice it, the easier it becomes. And lastly, remember that boundaries are fluid and can evolve over time. As your life changes, so might your needs and priorities. Don't be afraid to reevaluate your boundaries regularly and adjust them as needed. It's a continuous process of self-discovery and growth. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine if you have a super important deadline at work. You know you need focus time to get it done. But your friend calls and wants to hang out, promising a totally chill night. How do you respond? In the past, you might have said yes, feeling obligated even though your mind screams no. Now, armed with these boundary-setting skills, what do you do? You politely decline, explaining that you need focus time for work. You can say something like, "Hey, friend's name, I really appreciate the invite, but I've got a huge deadline coming up and I need to dedicate some serious focus to it this evening. Maybe we can catch up on specific day instead. See? You're clear, you're kind, and you're prioritizing your needs. So remember, setting boundaries is not about being selfish or controlling, it's about respecting yourself and creating space for the things that truly matter in your life. It takes courage, practice, and consistency, but the rewards in a peace, reduce stress, increase self-awareness are totally worth it. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, do me a favor and share it with someone who could use some boundary-setting inspiration. Leave us a review, let us know your thoughts, and join the conversation on social media. See you in the next episode for another dose of Stoic wisdom to rock your world.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.